And very interesting forum coming up very, very soon. It is the science of the mind and looking at a lot of very interesting things there. Professor Ben Newell from the University of Newcastle Cognitive Physiology section is going to have a look at that with us this morning. Hello, Ben. The forum that's coming up, what can we expect on the night?
The University of New South Wales I'm at, actually.
My apologies, that's correct. Yes, what can we expect? Well, because we're at the University of Newcastle, so used to saying it, mate. Yeah. It's a slip of the tongue. What can we expect on the day?
So I'm going to be... The title of my talk is Intuitively Irrational, A User's Guide to the Science of the Mind. And what I want to explore is this notion that it's never been easier to find information, but it's also perhaps been never harder to filter that information.
That is a bit tricky, isn't it? Because, like you said, we can get information on pretty much any topic that does exist or ever has existed, but how do we go about sort of processing that into what's right and what's wrong and what's fake news?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And some of the things that I want to talk about in the forum will be, I guess, things that we know about the way that the mind works, the way that we process information, the way that we remember things, the way that we make judgments and decisions, that can all impact on whether or not we believe and to what extent we should believe the information that we have in front of us.
Ben, do you think because of how information is more readily available, do you think those processes are changing for us?
I think there's probably... It's hard to say whether memory is changing just because we have more information available to us, but it's certainly the case, I think, that there's a temptation for us to come to conclusions very quickly, to follow, you know, the most available, most readily information that fits most readily within our worldview or our sort of pre-confirmed opinions, and I think that's problematic, and that's probably exacerbated by the speed with which you can get information.
So it may be a case of we've all got a view of one way or another, so we kind of go searching for things that back that up to the exclusion of all others?
That's right. So there's a popular notion called a confirmation bias, which is the idea that you seek out information that confirms a predetermined conclusion, or you don't stop and consider, you know, opposite alternatives readily enough to overturn that initial opinion that you might have. And I think the internet can certainly exacerbate that problem by kind of guiding our searches or sending us information that is consistent with things that we've looked for before or things that we've liked or things that other friends of ours have sent us and so on.
So that might be a bit tricky because in the past we never had all of these options, so we basically had to be spoon-fed what was available. Now everything is available, but yet we tend to funnel it through our own process and our own belief system and end up with the information that we want.
Yeah, I think to an extent that's true. I mean, in the past maybe we weren't spoon-fed, but maybe there was a more kind of active process of having to obtain that information rather than it being there at the touch of a button. I don't think that necessarily means, you know, having access to that information is in one sense a very good thing as well. It enlightens us, it allows us to find out the answer to things. We've just got to be sensitive to the samples of information that we're relying on, the way that we are perhaps often quick to process that information, and what are some of the things that we can learn, some of the things that we can kind of check ourselves to make sure that we're not just thinking narrowly about a topic, but we're thinking more broadly about, well, where did that information come from, who was providing that to me, does that make sense in the context of the other judgments that I'm making about this particular problem.
But Ben, how do you think we can go about checking ourselves in that regard very briefly? Because if we're stuck in a way of doing it, how do we know that we're doing it to get out of it?
Well, I think it's just sensitivity to thinking about the source of information. So if I type something into Google and I get some answer, then I've got to think, well, okay, well, what if I use this alternative search term, or what if I went about searching for this information in a slightly different way? And just that sort of stopping and checking, you know, am I just going with the first thing that comes to mind, or am I considering how these things go together? And some of the issues that I'll talk about in the talk are ones where we know, you know, there is an objective answer. There's something which is, you know, the rationally correct answer, and you can see where people make errors on those kinds of problems, and that elucidates something about the processes underlying our thinking.
Ben, all of that and more will be outlined on Thursday, because it's a 6 o'clock start at U Space in Newcastle. Thanks for sharing just a little bit of that with us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Professor Ben Newell from the Cognitive Physiology area at University of New South Wales, and a very interesting public forum with the science of the mind. 2NURFM, it's 26 past 9.